In this bulletin, as many as 30 properties lost in an out-of-control bushfire in northern New South Wales. Queensland planning to introduce laws that could jail climate protesters. And Australian Olympic sprinter Peter Norman immortalised with a bronze statue. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Fire authorities believe a fire that destroyed up to 30 homes in northern New South Wales may have been deliberately lit. Some residents suffered burns when a huge out-of-control bushfire ripped through the village of Rapville. The Rural Fire Service believes the suspicious blaze started on Friday night in Bushby's flat area. New South Wales Emergency Services Minister David Elliott says he's horrified by the idea that anyone would deliberately light a fire.
If that has been proven to be the case, that will be handed over to the police and charges, I'm sure, will be laid. This is not the time to play with matches, to play with fuel, to play with anything that will put lives in jeopardy. With around 30 houses lost with this fire and 44 already lost this bushfire season, we need to make sure that we come together as a community.
Labor's resources spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon is calling on the party to reduce its climate emissions target in line with the coalition's policy. Labor went to the last election with a 45% carbon emissions reduction target, but Mr. Fitzgibbon wants the party to aim for a 28% reduction on 2005 levels by 2030. It comes as the party is conducting a review following its loss at the May federal election. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says he wants the opposition to be the party of real action on climate change.
I think there is broad support for real action on climate change. We will determine what that looks like. It's possible to take action on climate change by building on our traditional strengths as an economy and not abandoning them.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says her government will fast-track laws to jail activists who lock themselves to concrete drums. Ms. Palaszczuk has condemned this week's Extinction Rebellion protests, saying activists are putting themselves and others at risk and using up valuable police and emergency services resources. The proposed laws could see climate activists jailed for up to 2 years if they use so-called dangerous devices, such as drums filled with concrete and locks filled with shrapnel. Ms. Palaszczuk says she wants the proposed laws debated in the second week of this month's parliamentary sitting.
I want these laws in place by the end of this month. I think that's fair and I think that's reasonable. I don't think the people who are protesting at the moment are endearing themselves to families, to motorists, to people going about their ordinary duty of getting to and from work. And it is becoming unacceptable to use these dangerous devices.
The Human Rights Law Centre says while the government has a legitimate interest in ensuring peaceful protest, the law goes too far and could erode the public's right to peaceful protest. In other news, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia is working to extract women and children trapped in northeastern Syria. It comes as Turkey prepares to launch military incursion following the United States' withdrawal of troops from the war-torn region. Ms. Payne says evacuating the 65 Australian women and children is a very dangerous, complex and time-consuming operation. She says the government is working with humanitarian agencies and non-state forces and groups that assist countries who are trying to repatriate their citizens in an effort to bring the Australians home.
We are very concerned by those reports of the conducting of strikes along the Syria-Iraq border and even more concerned about suggestions that there may be an operation launched into northern Syria. They would have very, very significant consequences for the region.
To sport, an Australian Olympic sprinter Peter Norman has been immortalised with a bronze statue outside Melbourne's Albert Park. At the 1968 Mexico Games, the 200-metre silver medalist joined African-Americans Tommy Smith and John Carlos in a silent protest on the medal dais. Norman showed his support by wearing a badge of the Olympic Project for Human Rights, with his dais position captured in the statue by artist Lewis Lawman. The late athlete's daughter, Janita Norman, says the statue is a sign that Australia is embracing what her father stood for more than 50 years ago. Time to take a look at Thursday's weather now. Partly cloudy in Perth and 24. Sunny in Adelaide, 21. 16 in Melbourne, a shower or two. Much the same for Hobart, 15. Cloudy in Canberra, 19. A shower or two for Wollongong, 17. Similar conditions for Sydney, 19. Showers as well for Newcastle and 18. A possible shower for Brisbane, 24. 31 degrees for Cairns, mostly sunny for you. And in Darwin, also sunny, 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.